It's the Experts Program on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. And Nan Lesnick is joining us once again from Lesnick Company. She's our retirement expert. And if you're looking for some help in planning for the eventuality of retirement, you want to contact Nan Lesnick and kind of start to get your ducks in order and find out if you've been planning properly for the day when you no longer work. And there's a couple big things, I think, that people look at when they retire. Do I have enough to retire on, live comfortably? And then if you've worked for someone for years, or if you've had your own business and you had a medical insurance plan through that, you start to wonder, well, how are things going to change when I move off that plan and move on to Medicare? And we've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks, and we want to continue on with that this morning. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So we got into a couple weeks ago, the 10 common Medicare questions that people have, and we're trying to answer them for folks. And when we stopped the other day, we were going to dive into the issue of COBRA. And the question goes like this. I retired and went on to COBRA. Can I wait until the COBRA expires before enrolling in Medicare? Well, first off, what is COBRA?
COBRA is a continuation of your group insurance. It was under one of the tax acts a number of years ago that allows you to extend your coverage for 18 months. And then when you go off COBRA, what would happen is if you elected COBRA at your retirement, and sometimes people do this because perhaps they retired for a health reason and they're under treatment for something and they think that that's the best thing to do,
right,
is to stay with that plan. COBRA is not considered employer insurance. Therefore, when you go off COBRA, you're going to be outside of the Medicare special enrollment period, which ends 8 months after you retire. So if you keep COBRA for 18 months, you have passed that window and you don't have automatic enrollment in Medicare.
So COBRA is not an extension. Let me ask you this, though. COBRA is not an extension of your employer's coverage plan. Like if I were to leave my employer and go on to COBRA, I'm not just picking up 100% of that premium cost, the exact same coverage. It's going to be something different?
No, you are picking up 100% of that premium cost. It is the same coverage, but it's under a special provision. You are no longer an employee.
Okay.
And so you no longer have employer-sponsored insurance.
Okay, but if it's, let's say that my employer is using Aetna as an example, and I leave, but I enroll in COBRA, I'm then paying 100% of the premium that my employer was probably picking up 75 or 80%. But I'm still on that Aetna plan that I was on when I was an employee.
You're still under that plan, but under different circumstances.
Okay, and I have 18 months before I get off of it, maximum. I can stay on it. I can stay on it for a maximum of 18 months, is what you're saying.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Okay. Now, sometimes people do that because they're within a year and a half of Medicare eligibility, and that's not going to cause them a problem because they weren't eligible for Medicare. But if you are, it says on the information I provided for you, if you went on COBRA before enrolling in Medicare, the COBRA must stop when Medicare starts.
Okay.
I often mention a retirement calendar to people, and that is these important things that can cause you a financial disaster, that is being without medical insurance and then getting sick. These are the kinds of things that have to be kept track of. And 3 months before any of these events occur is when I tell people, now is when you need to take care of this to be sure you don't have a gap. So you can't delay enrolling in Medicare until COBRA ends because that, again, causes the gap in coverage and late enrollment penalties. Now, sometimes people have enrolled in Medicare and then they elect COBRA and they keep it as supplemental insurance for 18 months. Well, that might work, but you could have a problem with getting a supplement. And it's very likely, Mark, that COBRA is going to be more expensive than a regular Medicare supplement. And the regular Medicare supplement is guaranteed issue when you are first eligible.
Mm-hmm.
So it really makes no sense to stay on COBRA after you are Medicare age.
Sometimes people might want to stay on COBRA, although they have to go onto the Medicare, but but in an instance where someone has stayed on it because they are paying, either they're paying 100% of the cost. So let's say it costs the employer $1,000 a month to insure you, and you're paying $200 of it. You're paying like 20%. Now you've got to pay that $1,000 yourself. But let's take, for example,
that's right.
Maybe you're on a particular drug that on your employer plan, maybe it costs you $10 a month in addition to what you're paying.
Right.
But then, because that's part of the plan that your employer's negotiated. So you think about going on to something else, and yeah, that might cost you less. But then what if you have to pay for that particular drug 100% or even 50%? Does that then become more expensive than using that COBRA plan? You see what I mean?
It might be. And that's why I'm emphasizing that you need to look at this stuff well in advance to find out. It could be that this drug is covered adequately on Medicare Part D, which is another part of Medicare that you need to elect, the drug coverage. But you have to look at it and find out. And sometimes people make assumptions based on absolutely nothing, except that's what they thought would be the best thing to do.
Yeah.
You need to get help. And we don't, especially when it comes, you mentioned drugs, we don't evaluate that for the client. We tell the client to go to their pharmacy, because their pharmacy knows exactly about their drugs, what they're taking, what their dosage is, if there is a generic alternative, and all of those things that are important. And furthermore, the pharmacy knows what Plan D plan programs will cover it. So it's really, really important that you look at this before this becomes a crisis.
Nan, how much does Medicare cost? How do I get a handle on what it's going to cost me to be on Medicare?
Well, there's no cost for Part A. Part A, we can say, is free, but that's not really true, because your employer has been paying into that, and you, in one way or another, have been paying that as long as you're paid into Social Security for at least 10 years. And that can be either you or your spouse. Now, I don't want to get into the details of teachers, but if we've got a couple that are teachers, they also have the availability of Part A. But that's a special circumstance that I don't want to take our time with. I want to explain about what you have to pay for in Medicare. Part B costs most people $135.50 per month in the year 2019. Now, if your income as a single is above $85,000 or above $170,000 joint, you're going to have an elevated premium. But that's the basic premium, and that's what I find many people are paying, that actual cost.
Okay, so when I hear people talking about, boy, my Medicare has gone up again, what they're talking about is the Part B, because the Part A is something that is, in a sense, prepaid, because they paid for that in their working years through their deductions, their employer and employee deductions.
Right, that's exactly right. And when the Medicare goes up, oftentimes it's because they had an increase in income. The increases in Medicare, I can't tell you this exactly, but I can tell you that it hasn't been more than a $5 increase over the last 5 years. And that's close enough for what we're talking about here. Now, what could go up is their Medicare supplement, because the Medicare supplement is age band rated. So when you pass into their next age group, you're going to pay a higher premium.
Right.
When you start with your Medigap, they call that, that's the supplement that you need to have to cover the 20% that Medicare authorizes but does not pay. That's going to be around $200 a month. And a drug plan, they give a cost here of $40. Some of them are much less, some of them are more, but that's a pretty good ballpark figure for a comprehensive coverage that would cover all of your deductibles and the 20%.
Okay, that sounds good
but
to know that.
It's important to know. Yeah, it's important to know, though, that dental, vision, and hearing are not covered by Medicare.
All right. And what do you do if you want coverage for that? Are there any policies you can buy that will cover those three areas?
There are, Mark, but I have to tell you that unless it's a group plan, and sometimes people have been able to continue on their employer group plan, which is not subject to COBRA, because it's basically a trading of dollars. Dollars are put into the fund, dollars are taken out of the fund. It's sort of like the true meaning of insurance. But sometimes you can have that kind of coverage, and it is worthwhile. But most of my clients don't elect it because they realize that the expense is greater than the benefit when they evaluate, you know, where they might be going with that.
All right.
In a Medicare Advantage plan, let's talk about that for a moment. A Medicare Advantage plan, which is not traditional Medicare, it's not Part A and Part B. Medicare Advantage is called a Medicare Plan C. It has premiums up ranging from $0 to $200 a month, depending on income. And some Medicare Advantage plans offer benefits beyond Medicare, like dental, vision, and hearing.
Okay.
So worth looking at. You got to look at all of your options when the time comes.
And can you tell people where they can buy these plans? If someone comes to you and they're a client of yours, do you have a list of places where people can go and find this information?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
We can talk about what Medicare does and doesn't cover. Part A will cover inpatient hospital costs, some skilled nursing care for a limited time, hospice care, and home health care. Part B helps cover doctor visits and other medical services, plus a range of preventative services like flu shots and the like, right?
Yep. You have to go a long way to find things that are not covered by Medicare Part A and B. You really do. It's very comprehensive.
What about long-term care?
Long-term care is not covered under Medicare.
And that's
skilled nursing facilities are covered for a short period of time, but that's as if it's like hospital. Skilled nursing care is like extended hospital care.
Okay.
And it's based on following hospitalization on a doctor's order. It's kind of step-down hospital.
Right.
But it's only covered for 100 days.
And long-term care is something that's not covered by Medicare, and that's where people will buy those long-term care policies. But that industry itself is in some real financial trouble right now. We've talked about that before because they underestimated when they were doing their business analysis, they underestimated what it was going to cost to keep that a going business, and they've had a lot more people make claims on the policies than they have money coming in to make it a sustaining business. And that's something that I guess probably lawmakers are watching, and a lot of people in your business are watching to see what happens with that industry down the line.
Yeah. I'm helping people look at how am I going to pay for care if need be, and what alternatives do I have? And we're looking to identify the appropriate assets. Every single time, that's what we're looking at, because we can often cover that need through some asset if we designate that. So that's another thing that needs to be looked at. Yeah, I don't have confidence in the long-term care insurance market because, you know, what I tell people is I believe that it is a vehicle going 1,000 miles an hour toward a brick wall with no brakes.
Yeah. Well, even the fellow who was one of the founders of one of the, you know, big companies in long-term care, he doesn't have a lot of confidence in the long-term viability of long-term care. So what does that tell you?
No. Talk about not being wishing you hadn't said anything and being taken out of context and have it show up in the Wall Street Journal.
Exactly. All right. Our guest has been Nan Lesnick. Lesnick Company is her business. And, you know, if you want to get your ducks in a row, right? Get the horses lined up. Give Nan a call at 831-656-0236. Online, it's lesnickcompany.com. And Nan's email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thanks for your time this morning. And we'll chat again on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.